Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say, they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful Sports Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Wednesday morning, the world of sports on fire. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including, I'm really excited for this. I have been consuming a bleep ton of NFL draft content. I am obsessed with the National Football League 24/7, 365. And that means this time of year, I am so in on the NFL draft, it is absolutely crazy. I spent a ton of time last night, a ton of time this morning, putting together, I have it on this piece of paper here, what I would do first round mock draft. Not what will happen, because I actually think the Arizona Cardinals are going to pick Jeremiah Love third overall. No. We're not doing that. This is what I would do if I were in charge of these teams, round one of the NFL draft. All 32 picks, I've got all of them. I can't wait to share it with you. We will do that next hour here on You Better You Bet. I will also tell everybody the single most important result from last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and why I think it will impact who plays in the Stanley Cup final in the Eastern Conference. And, of course, for the 12th consecutive time, meet the mess. Meet the mess. Step right up and greet the mess. We'll talk some Major League Baseball in the final hour of the program. Our bets for tonight will close the show. Yeah, it would have been nice if the Vegas Golden Knights had won, and I would have won my Moneyline Parlay with the Knights and the Avs. But, you know, good baseball bets yesterday. Always fun fading the Mets, betting the Yankees to beat the Red Sox. How about the Philadelphia 76ers? I didn't bet Moneyline, but did have them, plus the points. All our bets for tonight will wrap up the show. And you know what? I'll just say it now. The Mets have lost 12 straight games and are somehow a minus 160 favorite today over the Minnesota Twins. Not that they can't win, but does anyone think this is bananas? Bananas! All the bets will close the show. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can follow me on all social platforms at thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the wonderful Sports Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with scary hours for the San Antonio Spurs. Last night in San Antonio, the Portland Trailblazers beat the Spurs 106-103 to even up that first round series at a game apiece as it gets set to head to the Pacific Northwest. Now, you might be wondering, like maybe you went to bed early last night. Maybe you're not locked in on the NBA. That's why I'm here. I'm watching all these games, breaking it all down so you don't have to. I'll distill it down and inform and entertain you. Maybe you're wondering, how the hell did that happen? Spurs beat the crap out of them in game one. How did they lose? Well, in case you missed it, Victor Wembanyama had to leave the game in the second quarter for San Antonio, early in the second quarter. He's driving to the basket, and he's doing, like, insane Wemby things, because he's not from this planet. He's, like, from Mars. He's 7'6", and you can't teach that. And he's dribbling through his legs and, like, spin moves, and he's ridiculous. He gets fouled by Jrue Holiday, like, not necessarily a dirty play, but he gets fouled and falls to the ground, and his face bounces off the court. And his eyes close for a moment, like he knocked himself out. He comes to, and he just kind of like looks dazed and confused, and he sits up, and he sits there for a little bit, and he is very obviously concussed. Like, you don't need to be a doctor to know that Victor Wembanyama had a concussion. Like, if you watch sports, and I'm talking like the NFL, UFC, boxing, you know this when you see it, obviously. Like, we are trained as sports fans to know this. It's like we know now when a player pops his Achilles. Like, you don't need a doctor to tell you that Tyrese Halliburton blew out his Achilles in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. You know. We know now. We've seen enough of it. Just like you knew immediately, like, this was a concussion for Wembanyama. And it was pretty jarring, because you don't see it that often, like, in the NBA, something like that. Like, we see it in football a lot, right? Obviously, like, full contact sport. You don't see it that often in the association. So that's scary for Wembanyama, and he ends up, you know, going to the locker room, and he obviously does not return to the game. And we can talk about the actual game in a second, but first, here was Spurs head coach Mitch Johnson, who was hot at the officials down the stretch. And obviously he's pissed because he doesn't have a star player and they lose the game. And now the series is a little bit in question. We'll get to that in a second. Mitch Johnson confirming what we all expected post-game after the loss.
Go forward thinking that he's not going to be available for game three. You know, it's tough. That protocol is the protocol, so we'll just follow it as everyone else does and plan accordingly.
So there you have it. Concussion protocol for Victor Wembanyama. What does that mean now for San Antonio and moving forward in the series, which is now tied at a game apiece? Game three is Friday night, so an extra day off in between games as the series heads to Portland. So when an NBA player is in concussion protocol, it's a minimum of 48 hours before the player can potentially be cleared. So like Wemby basically has to sit in like a dark room for the next like 48 hours. So you might be thinking, okay, like he gets hurt last night, on Tuesday night he gets concussed. So maybe he'll be cleared on Thursday night. Now, I doubt he'd be able to travel with the team to Portland, but, you know, Wemby's pretty important to a billion-dollar organization. They can get a private jet to take him on Friday if need be. So, like, sure. Like, Wemby could feasibly, like, there's a scenario that exists. It's not a 0% chance that Wemby plays in Game 3. Like, he could possibly play. But doesn't it feel extraordinarily unlikely? Generally, the time missed for NBA players when they enter concussion protocol is 7 to 10 days. Now, this is the playoffs, and it's Victor Wembanyama we're talking about. And the Spurs are a team that harbor, I don't think they can beat OKC, but if you're them, they're harboring legitimate NBA title aspirations here. So, you know, if you're them, you're going to do everything you can to get Wembanyama back on the court. Like, you're not going to play this that safe with Victor Wembanyama, especially if they lose game. They're down 2-1. What if they lose game 4? He doesn't play in either. They're going back to San Antonio down 3-1 on the brink of elimination. So I don't know when Victor Wembanyama is coming back. My best guess, at minimum, is he misses game 3. At minimum, misses game 3. And the betting line will tell you that that's the expectation. San Antonio coming up in Game 3 on Friday night at BetMGM is a one-point road favorite at the Blazers. Like, that's a Wemby's not playing number. So we can go ahead and assume, and things can change. He could be cleared. It's within the realm of possibility. I think it is extremely unlikely that Wemby plays. I don't think he's going to play in game four either. And this is now the only gap of 2 days left in this series. So game three is Friday. Then it's game four Sunday, game five Tuesday, game six Thursday, and game seven next Saturday. That's how this is going to go if it extends seven. And this is a huge, huge problem for the San Antonio Spurs. Now, in the aftermath of the game, I kind of want to take you through my thought process here because I'm thinking about, right? Like, how do I want to talk about this on the air? How do I want to bet this series moving forward? Because there's a lot to sift through. Because part of me considers the fact that the Spurs blew this game. This wasn't like Victor Wembanyama gets concussed and the Blazers just beat the crap out of them on the way to a Game 2 victory. That's not what this was. San Antonio led by 14 in the fourth quarter. 14! And blew it at the end. And it's a great job by Portland coming back. And Scoot Henderson had the game of his life. Like, I don't think Scoot will have a game like that until next season in the NBA, if that. With 30-plus points for Scoot, who generally does not do that, making up for a down scoring night from Denny Avdia, who only scores 14 points. But Drew Holiday's leadership is unbelievable. Kamara's making some three-pointers in the fourth quarter. So this was not like Portland boat race San Antonio. Portland, like, had to scrape an upset win in which the Spurs collapsed down the stretch. Okay, so you hear that and you say, well, San Antonio probably should have won the game anyway without Wemby. San Antonio's better. I think San Antonio will be good. We can also consider the fact that these two teams played three times in the regular season, San Antonio versus Portland. San Antonio won all three games, and Victor Wembanyama didn't play in any of the three games. Okay, I tell you that. And then I tell you, San Antonio's minus 550 to win the series at BetMGM, and you say, that makes sense. Okay, so maybe Wemby doesn't play in Game 3, maybe he doesn't play in Game 4, but San Antonio's better. San Antonio should have won Game 2, and San Antonio won all three regular season games against Portland. Wemby played in none of them. Here's the problem that I have with San Antonio without Victor Wembanyama. It's like when you're younger. And I don't mean this in terms of, like, designated driver if you and your friends go out, like, to the bars, like, when you're younger. That's not what I mean. But when you're of an age when everyone first starts getting their driver's license, right? And maybe one person has a license, one person doesn't. In my experience, it seemed like every friend group had one person that would drive the car, right? There was one driver of the car. Whether that person... multiple people had their license or not, one person was always the trusted driver. One person always drove to the mall to go get fast food. One person was the driver of the car. Victor Wembanyama is the driver for San Antonio, right? Now, Wembanyama can't. He's been grounded by his parents, or he's on vacation. Whatever's happened, you don't have that driver now. So who do you look at to drive the car? How about the oldest friend? The friend with the most experience driving. That friend is De'Aaron Fox. But the problem with De'Aaron Fox driving the car, he doesn't use his blinker. He's weaving in and out of traffic. He doesn't like to stop at stop signs the full way. And he is generally not a very good driver. De'Aaron Fox... you want De'Aaron Fox sitting shotgun controlling the music while Victor Wembanyama drives. You want De'Aaron Fox sitting in the back seat making everybody laugh while Wemby's driving and Steph Castle sitting shotgun. You don't want De'Aaron Fox driving the car. And the problem with the Spurs now, and you saw this manifest itself in the fourth quarter last night, De'Aaron Fox is the Spur with the most experience, right? You could point to Harrison Barnes. I understand that. We're talking like, De'Aaron Fox is like one of the key players on this team. Harrison Barnes is a role player. And De'Aaron Fox was horrible in crunch time last night for San Antonio. He was terrible. And there are legitimate questions about Fox that have nothing to do with what happened in the game last night moving forward for the Spurs. And I know he signed a big extension. Like, is he superfluous with Steph Castle and with Harper? Like, what's his role on the team as the years go on? That's independent of what happened last night. And now, like, the regular season is one thing and the playoffs is something entirely different. So the betting market tells you that this is going to be a tight game on Friday night in Game 3. And again, I don't think Wemby's playing. So let's say the game is close. The Spurs are up by a little, they're down by a little with 4 minutes to play. You want De'Aaron Fox being the guy that's taking the shots in clutch time? You can't have that, right? It has to be Steph Castle. It has to be. If I'm a Spurs fan, if I'm someone that wants to bet San Antonio to win the series or win Game 3, I want Steph Castle shooting the ball. I need Steph Castle with the ball in his hands. Castle's got to be the guy at the end again. I don't want De'Aaron Fox shooting. I want Steph Castle. If I'm losing, I'm going down with my second best player. And the second best player on the Spurs is not De'Aaron Fox. Stephon Castle's the second best player on San Antonio. That's what this needs to be. So what happens, right? Let's say it's a week that Wemby misses. 7 to 10 days generally, right? Let's say it's a week. He's not going to be back until Game 6 potentially. The Spurs have to win one of these next couple games. And if they're, let's say they're down 3-2, and I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but if they're down 3-2 in Game 6 and Wemby comes back, okay, I'll feel good about it. I'll feel good about the Spurs winning Game 6 on the road and Game 7 at home. But man, this is going to be big time, microscope on, hugely important stuff for San Antonio in the next couple games if they harbor legitimate title aspirations. And like, I don't care that De'Aaron Fox has won a clutch player of the year before. I don't care. Like, you watch these games and you tell me if you want De'Aaron Fox taking the big shot at the end if you're a San Antonio Spurs fan. Find me the Spurs fan that would rather have Fox taking shots at the end of games over Steph Castle. I don't want it. This is massively impactful. Not only for this series, but think about the way that this has gone for Oklahoma City. And I keep saying it, but it's true for the Thunder, right? First, they luck into Denver being on the other side of the bracket. And they're probably going to play. It looks like they're going to play the Lakers. And look, maybe Luka can come back. It doesn't matter. The Thunder are not losing to the Lakers. They're not. Like, they are walking to the Western Conference Final. Like, what if the Spurs get bounced? Like, I don't think it will happen. Water gun to my head. I still think the Spurs will win the series. I think Wemby would come back for a potential Game 6, assuming the Spurs haven't been. I don't think that'll be the case. This is all lining up for OKC. OKC is the best team, and they are getting all the luck right now. And you can bitch and whine and moan and complain about it and hate the way SGA plays, and he's a foul baiter, whatever. It doesn't matter. You can yell at a cloud. The fact is, the cloud's still there. You can hate that OKC is getting lucky, but the fact is that they are. They are. Now, luck can change. They play tonight against Phoenix. Can SGA roll his ankle in the game? Who knows what the hell can happen? It feels like, though, OKC even more likely to win a title today than they were yesterday. And I thought they were pretty likely yesterday to win a championship. Last note on this series. And this is, like, more of a, like, in-the-weeds NBA story than it is a national story right now. The Portland Trailblazers have a new owner. Tom Dundon is his name. And he's already getting dragged by NBA media because he owns the Hurricanes in the NHL. Like, they're awesome, right? They're up 2-0 in their series. They had the most points in the one seed in the Eastern Conference in hockey. And he kind of likes to run the team in an efficient manner. And by efficient, I mean cheap. So Tiago Splitter, who took over when Chauncey, like, remember when that happened? When Chauncey Billups, like, went to jail, basically got arrested for his role in, like, illegal gambling early in the season. So Splitter takes over, guides the Blazers to the 7th seed. They're tied 1-1 with San Antonio, and there is like a lot of really reputable reporting that they are looking to replace Splitter, and if he's going to stay, he's going to take a pay cut, and they want to pay a coach like $1 million a year to coach. They don't want to pay an NBA, like someone, a lot of money to coach the team. And here's Thiago Splitter doing like an unbelievable job. And Splitter is trying to guide the Blazers to this first round upset while knowing that he either is going to have to take a pay cut to stay or he's going to get bounced. Fun, juicy little subplot as we continue on in this series with Portland and San Antonio. I do think the Spurs will find a way to win the series, but man, that betting line, Spurs minus 550, feels a little rich for my blood. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. We're just getting rolling here on a wonderful Sports Wednesday. On the other side, we will get into the living, breathing, walking disgrace known as the Houston Rockets. And we'll credit an old man you might have heard of by the name of LeBron James here on Westwood One Sports.
We're covering the NFL draft unlike anyone else can. Reporting from Pittsburgh with exclusive first-round player interviews.
I saw my family and they started crying. I thought I was going to start flowing.
Happy Draft Week from your home of the NFL.
It was definitely surreal, something I dreamed of as a kid.
Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles. Huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and non-stop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit, to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Price